Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Activity 1. A. Read items 1 and 2. Listen and choose the best answer. A, B or C for each item.
That's later, but now Mary Wanjo was paralyzed after a childhood bout of polio. In many cases, such a paralysis is temporary, but in Mary's case it proved to be permanent. She's now 55 years old and can only move her head. But this hasn't stopped her from becoming a prolific artist. She holds a brush in her mouth, creating paintings which she sells to make a living. Our reporter Wairimu Gitahi met her in her hometown of Nyeri in central Kenya.
Listen again and check your answers.
That's later, but now Mary Wanjo was paralyzed after a childhood bout of polio. In many cases, such a paralysis is temporary, but in Mary's case it proved to be permanent. She's now 55 years old and can only move her head. But this hasn't stopped her from becoming a prolific artist. She holds a brush in her mouth, creating paintings which she sells to make a living. Our reporter Wairimu Gitahi met her in her hometown of Nyeri in central Kenya.
B. Read items 3 and 4. Listen and choose the best answer. A, B or C for each item.
Coming up, election officials in Egypt take the nation by surprise as they fail to set a date for the presidential election. We go to Cairo for the latest. A leading Syrian businessman based here in London tells the BBC his country is crumbling under the weight of economic sanctions. Shin Gambira, the campaigning Burmese monk who was released in January from prison, is rearrested on new charges. Also, a punch-up between two British heavyweight boxers, but not in the ring, at a news conference in Munich. One of them has been arrested.
Listen again and check your answers.
Coming up, election officials in Egypt take the nation by surprise as they fail to set a date for the presidential election. We go to Cairo for the latest. A leading Syrian businessman based here in London tells the BBC his country is crumbling under the weight of economic sanctions. Shin Gambira, the campaigning Burmese monk who was released in January from prison, is rearrested on new charges. Also, a punch-up between two British heavyweight boxers, but not in the ring, at a news conference in Munich. One of them has been arrested.
C. Read items 5 and 6. Listen and choose the best answer. A, B or C for each item.
Are space heaters in your home close to curtains, a stack of newspapers, or other flammable materials? Heating is the second leading cause of fire deaths for older adults. To make sure you'll stay safe and warm this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks or rolling logs. This message is brought to you by the United States Fire Administration, your local fire department, and this radio station.
Listen again and check your answers.
Are space heaters in your home close to curtains, a stack of newspapers, or other flammable materials? Heating is the second leading cause of fire deaths for older adults. To make sure you'll stay safe and warm this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks or rolling logs. This message is brought to you by the United States Fire Administration, your local fire department, and this radio station.
Activity 2. Read items 7 to 12. Listen and choose the best answer. A, B, or C for each item.
My dad is arguably the happiest person I know. Here are 5 lessons he's taught me on how to be happy in life. Do work that you absolutely love. My dad's a farmer, he's always been a farmer, and he loves what he does. If you really want to be happy, spend time outside in nature every single day. Things are never as bad or as good as they seem. Laugh a lot. My dad lives in Iowa and I live in California. We talk about twice a week, and within 5 seconds of every phone call, we're laughing about something. And last but not least, help others, often. My dad is really involved in his community, in his neighborhood, and he gets a lot of satisfaction out of helping a neighbor and out of having neighbors help him as well.
Listen again and check your answers.
My dad is arguably the happiest person I know. Here are 5 lessons he's taught me on how to be happy in life. Do work that you absolutely love. My dad's a farmer, he's always been a farmer, and he loves what he does. If you really want to be happy, spend time outside in nature every single day. Things are never as bad or as good as they seem. Laugh a lot. My dad lives in Iowa and I live in California. We talk about twice a week, and within 5 seconds of every phone call, we're laughing about something. And last but not least, help others, often. My dad is really involved in his community, in his neighborhood, and he gets a lot of satisfaction out of helping a neighbor and out of having neighbors help him as well.
Activity 3. Read items 13 to 15. Listen and choose the best answer. A, B, or C for each item.
Scientists and health experts generally agree that cell phones are safe for people to use, but throwing them away might be another matter. Cell phones contain hazardous materials such as lead, mercury, and flame retardants. When they become obsolete and are thrown away, toxic materials can leach out of the phones and into the environment. A team of scientists at the University of California in Irvine are working on the problem. They want to redesign cell phones with safer materials. Daley Ogunsaitan is an environmental health expert on the cell phone project. He says the environmental problems of cell phones arise when the phones outlive their usefulness.
Listen again and check your answers.
Scientists and health experts generally agree that cell phones are safe for people to use, but throwing them away might be another matter. Cell phones contain hazardous materials such as lead, mercury, and flame retardants. When they become obsolete and are thrown away, toxic materials can leach out of the phones and into the environment. A team of scientists at the University of California in Irvine are working on the problem. They want to redesign cell phones with safer materials. Daley Ogunsaitan is an environmental health expert on the cell phone project. He says the environmental problems of cell phones arise when the phones outlive their usefulness.
Activity 4. Read items 16 to 18. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
I went to Boston Latin School, which is the oldest public high school in the country, in the U.S. The school, you have to take a test to get into, and people do well there. And if you don't do well,
they throw you out.
You either repeat the grade or you leave and you go to a different school that's easier. The thing that amazed me is that my brothers and sister did not go there, and they went to just a regular Boston public school. And, like, parent-teacher night, there'd be very few parents at their schools. Whereas at mine, they had to have multiple parent-teacher nights because there were so many parents coming to meet with the teachers. You know, the education system is not just about how good the school is.
I mean, that's a
part of it. It's also about expectation. And I think a huge part is parental involvement.
See, that is a problem with New York City schools. I mean, parents don't really care about what...
Do you think they don't really care or that they think it's the school's job?
Could be the school's job, but they like to get this weight off their back. And they say, you're the teacher. You have been trained. You know how to do this thing. Don't get me involved. Don't call me when Joe or whatever is acting out in class or is throwing spitballs across the room or has...
But then you get the other parents.
Read items 19 and 20. Listen and choose the best answer. A, B, or C, for each item.
Falls across the room or has...
But then you get the other parents who get too involved.
And they stick their noses where...
Did you hear about... There was a somebody who... The parent got very mad because the teacher was using a red pen to mark answers wrong on her daughter's paper or something like that. And now that school district cannot use red to make things right or wrong, make things wrong because it makes the students feel bad about themselves.
Yeah, marginalizes, singles them out.
But then the other thing that happens is that parents get mad at teachers for not passing their children. And I think sometimes teachers pass children because the parents are mad enough.
And engage in what's so-called social promotion.
I mean,
they said for psychological reasons that students all should pass the grade so they can be with their friends and, you know, and they move on and everything. But these students who happen to fall through these cracks just end up, you know, in your senior class in high school, and then you don't know what to do with them because they haven't really mastered them within. And then they come up with an attitude.
And how do they feel about themselves when they can't understand what's going on, you know? And I don't think that any of that is something that, that
can
should
be remedied,
Well, I think that there the fact...
Listen again and check your answers.
I went to Boston Latin School, which is the oldest public high school in the country, in the U.S. The school, you have to take a test to get into, and people do well there. And if you don't do well,
they throw you out.
You either repeat the grade or you leave and you go to a different school that's easier. The thing that amazed me is that my brothers and sister did not go there, and they went to just a regular Boston public school. And, like, parent-teacher night, there'd be very few parents at their schools.
Right.
Whereas at mine, they had to have multiple parent-teacher nights because there were so many parents coming to meet with the teachers. You know, the education system is not just about how good the school is.
Right.
I mean, that's a part of it. It's also about expectation. And I think a huge part is parental involvement.
See, that is a problem with New York City schools. I mean, parents don't really care about what...
Do you think they don't really care or that they think it's the school's job?
Could be the school's job, but they like to get this weight off their back. And they say, you're the teacher. You have been trained. You know how to do this thing. Don't get me involved.
Right.
Don't call me when Joe or whatever is acting out in class or is throwing spitballs across the room or has...
But then you get the other parents who get too involved.
Right, yeah. And they stick their noses where...
Did you hear about... There was a somebody who... the parent got very mad because the teacher was using a red pen to mark answers wrong on her daughter's paper or something like that.
Yeah, well,
and now that school district cannot use red to make things right or wrong, make things wrong because it makes the students feel bad about themselves.
Yeah, marginalizes, singles them out. Yeah,
but then the other thing that happens is that parents get mad at teachers for not passing their children. And I think sometimes teachers pass children because the parents are mad enough.
Yeah, and engage in what's so-called social promotion. Yeah,
right. I mean,
they said for psychological reasons that students all should pass the grade so they can be with their friends and, you know, and they move on and everything. But these students who happen to fall through these cracks just end up, you know, in your senior class in high school, and then you don't know what to do with them because they haven't really mastered them within. And they come
and
up with an attitude.
And how do they feel about themselves when they can't understand what's going on, you know? And I don't think that any of that is something that
should
be
remedied,
happening.
Yeah.
Well, I think that there...
Activity 5. Listen and fill in items 21 to 25 with the right word.
Good evening, everybody. Let's begin by telling you just how much of a setup this is. You know, I mean, you get all these guys dancing, coming in here. You got this beautiful couple, and then they put me in front of you. So, you know, this is not fair. But anyway, now that I have your undivided attention, hopefully, I would like to begin by thanking all of you for having spent this weekend, for having given of your time and of your love to have joined us. And does time ever go by? I can remember just a little while ago, and this was a little child, and if you guys saw any of those pictures, I can still remember those pictures. So, and time goes by, and then she grows, and she's 8 or she's 10 years old, and one day, when you're not expecting it, there's some conversation about what will happen when I get married, Daddy.
Good morning and congratulations to the Dartmouth class of 2011. Today you have achieved something special, something only 92% of Americans your age will ever know, a college diploma. That's right, with your college diploma, you now have a crushing advantage over 8% of the workforce. I'm talking about dropout losers like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg. Incidentally, speaking of Mr. Zuckerberg, only at Harvard would someone have to invent a massive social network just to talk with someone in the next room.
23.
Graham Chapman, co-author of the Parrot Sketch, is no more. He has ceased to be. The rest of life, he rests in peace. He's kicked the bucket, hopped the twig, bit the dust, snuffed it, breathed his last, and gone to meet the great head of light entertainment in the sky. And I guess that we're all thinking how sad it is that a man of such talent, of such capability, the kindness, of such unusual intelligence should now so suddenly be spirited away at the age of only 48 before he'd achieved many of the things of which he was capable.
24.
For freedom in the history of our nation. 50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice.
25.
I thought I was going to sneak away tonight. What a glorious night. Every face I see is a memory. It may not be a perfect memory. Sometimes we had our ups and downs, but we were all together, and you're mine for a night. And I'm going to break precedent and tell you my one candle wish, that you would have a life as lucky as mine, where you can wake up one morning and say, I don't want anything more. 65 years. Don't they go by in a blink? 26.
Listen again and check your answers. 21.
Good evening, everybody. Let's begin by telling you just how much of a setup this is. You know, I mean, you get all these guys dancing, coming in here. You got this beautiful couple, and then they put me in front of you. So, you know, this is not fair. But anyway, now that I have your undivided attention, hopefully, I would like to begin by thanking all of you for having spent this weekend, for having given of your time and of your love to have joined us. And does time ever go by? I can remember just a little while ago, and this was a little child, and if you guys saw any of those pictures, I can still remember those pictures. So, and time goes by, and then she grows, and she's 8 or she's 10 years old, and one day, when you're not expecting it, there's some conversation about what will happen when I get married, Daddy.
22.
Good morning and congratulations to the Dartmouth class of 2011. Today you have achieved something special, something only 92% of Americans your age will ever know, a college diploma. That's right, with your college diploma, you now have a crushing advantage over 8% of the workforce. I'm talking about dropout losers like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg. Incidentally, speaking of Mr. Zuckerberg, only at Harvard would someone have to invent a massive social network just to talk with someone in the next room.
23.
Graham Chapman, co-author of the Parrot Sketch, is no more. He has ceased to be. The rest of life, he rests in peace. He's kicked the bucket, hopped the twig, bit the dust, snuffed it, breathed his last, and gone to meet the great head of light entertainment in the sky. And I guess that we're all thinking how sad it is that a man of such talent, of such capability, the kindness of such unusual intelligence should now so suddenly be spirited away at the age of only 48 before he'd achieved many of the things of which he was capable.
24.
For freedom in the history of our nation. 50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice.
I thought I was going to sneak away tonight. What a glorious night. Every face I see is a memory. It may not be a perfectly perfect memory. Sometimes we had our ups and downs, but we're all together. You're mine for a night. And I'm going to break precedent and tell you my one candle wish. That you would have a life as lucky as mine, where you can wake up one morning and say, I don't want anything more. 65 years. Don't they go by in a blink?
Λήξη της εξέτασης.